Hello again, welcome to Look and See. Look and See is my place on the web where I publish a handful of photographs on a daily basis. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See can be found on the web at las.new-england.net.au. And today I took a trip to the west of Armidale. Today was a pleasant Sunday, November 14th. I don't recall seeing any clouds at all today. The temperature, though, was a little bit nippy in the morning. 4 to 22 Celsius was the range, 39 to 72 Fahrenheit. A very nice spring day, though. Well, today I, for a change, took a drive to the other side of Armidale, from the east in which we live, and about 16 kilometres, 10 miles to the west of Armidale is a locale known as Somerez Ponds. There's no township per se, but there is an old post office, a railway station, church, showing that at least some time ago, 120 years ago for the church, there was a thriving community in the area, mostly agricultural based. There would have been lots of little farms in the area, and the station in the middle of the community. The first photograph is that railway station, Demerick Railway Station. It's the first railway stop north of Armidale, albeit not very far from town. It's not used these days, and neither are any of the other stations right up to the Queensland border. The Demerick Railway Station used to be the end point of a freight run that used to be some superphosphate fertilizer run to that station. There's a shed immediately to the left of the station in this photograph, but I believe that has now stopped. So Armidale's the northmost stop. The railway station has been restored. There is a station master's house not too far away, which is occupied by somebody who takes an interest in maintaining the building. And the next photograph is the station again. It's an attempt to illustrate as best I can with the camera I had that the station is essentially in the middle of nowhere. I didn't have a very wide-angle lens on the camera that I had with me, so it's not really obvious, but it is the case that the station is quite a distance from anything else. The nice blue sky is somewhat obvious, as is the green paddock in front of me. And the next picture, an old farmhouse, now unoccupied, a little distance from the station. I'm pretty sure that it has been occupied off and on in the past 25 or so years that I've been in this area, but it's currently somewhat worse for wear. The iron on the roof is loose and was flapping in the wind, so the house isn't weatherproof anymore. The water tank is on its side. It's fallen off or been pushed off its base on the right-hand side of the photograph. The old brick chimney stack, very pretty. I like that style. The chimneys, there's a lot of houses in the area where the chimneys are that sort of brick stack, and the wooden house are built off it. And sometimes in larger houses, the kitchen was quite separate from the rest of the house because of the risk of fire I guess it was less effort to rebuild a kitchen than the entire house. And the next photograph, the fourth photograph, is of the Saumarez Creek, which flows through the Saumarez Ponds area. The ponds, of course, being, as we see in front of us, the patches of water isolated one from another. The ponds would survive longer than the creek in times of dry periods. But at the moment, the creek's full, albeit not flowing very much. So there's lots of reeds flourishing at the water's edge. And just across from where I took that photograph, there's an old pole. I had thought it was a telephone pole, but I think the insulators are more indicative of an old power pole. It would have been the case that these poles would have carried a almost primitive power source. That we can see from the way that the wire is tied on to the insulator that it's not the best. I'm still not convinced it's a power pole. The wire isn't especially large diameter, but I just don't know enough about the insulators to be able to tell. Usually, if it was a shared party line, you could have had multiple people sharing just the one pair of phone lines. And the final photograph for today, again, not far away from the other buildings, this old church, St. Nicholas Anglican Church. It is in the middle of nowhere, essentially. There would have been nothing nearby to speak of. There would have been the odd farmhouse in days of yore. It's got one service a month by the indication on the sign. And I do like the fact that the church sign at the road is the same shape and proportions as the church front. It appeals to my sense of the humorous. The white church wall is almost burnt out with the sunshine on it. This was taken late in the afternoon, so the light is low to the west. 1863 is the date on the sign of the founding of the church, so it's been around for 140 years. Well, that's my selection for the day. I'm Gordon Smith. If you'd like to send me an email, my address is lookandsee@gmail.com. And if you'd like to stop by the next few days, you'll see what I've managed to publish. So until then, bye for now.